Hi everyone, and welcome to this series of podcasts on English literature. This year we have chosen to work on translating, and when I was in Ireland I found some very interesting folklore Irish tales, and they were never translated before into French, and so I thought that with the premier LLCE in English, that they could actually work on all those different tales. So what they had to do was to read as a group, they had to translate it, then they had to prepare a nice illustration of the tale, and finally they have to prepare this podcast. So in each group, for each tale, the students read the tale in English, then their translation in French, and they will explain why and how they created their different illustrations and pictures. And finally, they would also explain in detail all the difficult passages that they had to translate in the tales, all the difficulties, hardships, and how they actually managed to do it as a group. So I hope that you will enjoy all those stories, because they've been working really hard. And good listening.
Mis, the First Vampire. This is an extraordinary tale of Mis, the beautiful daughter of Daer Dodgil. This 15th century story comes from the Battle of Ventry. Daer is called the King of the World, and he invades Ireland at Ventry, Co-Kiri-Fian MacCumhail and his son, Oisin, defend Ireland, but it is only when the armies of the Tuatha De Danann join the battle that Ireland become victorious. At the end of the battle, Fian killed Daer by beheading him. Daer's daughter, Mis, witnesses this decapitation, and in a fit of grief, she goes mad. She runs to his body and begins to drink his blood. She then has a kind of transformation. Mis grew whiskers, the nails of her feet and hand curved inwards so much that no man or beast encountered her that was not torn apart on the spot. She grew feather and could fly like a bird, and she continued to kill and drink the blood of her victims. In some accounts, she was in the state for 114 years. As Mis was terrorizing the land, the king of Munster offered her a reward for her capture. Many men attempted to capture her, but none succeeded. Most of them died at her hands. Eventually, the harper Dubh Ruais attempted to catch her. He went to the land where she roamed. Dubh Ruais played his harp, and eventually Mis heard his beautiful music and was lured by the sound of it. Over the course of two months, Dubh Ruais healed her with cooked food, which she had forgotten, and his music. They fell in love, and he brought her back to the King of Munster as his bride. The area that Mis roamed in Kiri is known as Gleanagilt, and it is a glen between Castle Gregory and Annascull. Gleanagilt translates as the Valley of the Mad.
Lecture de la traduction du conte Mis, the First Vampire. Mis, la première vampire. Ceci est un extraordinaire conte de Mis, la magnifique fille de Daer Dodgil. Cette histoire du 15e siècle provient de la bataille de Ventry. Daer est nommé le roi du monde et a envahi l'Irlande à Ventry. Co-Kiri-Fion et son fils Oisin défendent l'Irlande, mais c'est seulement quand les armées de Tuatha De Danann rejoignent la bataille que l'Irlande obtient la victoire. À la fin de la bataille, Fionn tue Daer en lui coupant la tête. Mis, la fille de Daer, assiste à cette décapitation et dans un excès de tristesse, elle devient folle. Elle court vers son corps et commence à boire son sang. Ensuite, elle subit une sorte de transformation. Des moustaches lui ont poussé. Les ongles de ses pieds et de ses mains se sont tellement recourbés vers l'intérieur qu'aucun homme qui l'ont affronté n'a pas fini tranché en deux sur le champ. Des plumes lui ont poussé et elle pouvait voler comme un oiseau, et elle a continué à tuer et à boire le sang de ses victimes. Dans certains récits, elle demeura dans cette étape durant 10 ans. Comme Mis terrorisait le pays, le roi Munston offrit une prime pour sa capture. Plusieurs hommes ont tenté de la capturer, mais aucun d'entre eux n'a réussi. La plupart d'entre eux sont morts de ses mains. Finalement, leur fils Debrus essaya de l'attraper. Il se rendit sur la terre où elle rôdait. Debrus jouait de sa harpe et au final, Miss entendit sa belle musique et se laissa bercer par sa mélodie. Au bout de 2 mois, Debrus la soigna avec des repas cuisinés, ce qu'elle avait oublié, et sa musique. Ils tombèrent amoureux et il la ramena au roi de Moonstone en tant qu'épouse. L'endroit où Miss errait dans Kerry est connu sous le nom de Glenagild et c'est une vallée entre Castle Gregory et Annaskull. Glenagild signifie la vallée du fou.
Najwa Shieb, Miss the First Vampire. Je vais justifier la traduction des phrases complexes dans le texte. En commençant par In a fit of grief, she gone mad, qui se traduit mot pour mot dans un excès de deuil, elle devient folle. Pour que ça sonne plus juste en français, on pourrait dire un excès de tristesse, elle devient folle. Après, on a des moustaches qui ont poussé, grow voit pousser, et whiskers moustache. Que ses ongles de pied et de ses mains sont tellement recourbés, curbed, c'est recourbé, et noirs vers l'intérieur, tellement qu'aucun homme qui l'a affronté, non pas fine tranchée en deux sur le champ, in the spot peut se traduire à l'instant, directement, et on a décidé d'utiliser sur le champ qui est plus juste. Dans certains récits, elle était dans cet état durant 140 ans, some account revoit à certains récits. Il se rendit sur la terre où elle rôdait. Romed revoit rôder, du coup. Et se laissa bercer par sa mélodie. Was lulled by the sound of it. Lulled revoit à bercer, par exemple bercer un bébé ou autre. Ce sera tout.
We can find on this picture a lot of elements which correspond to the Miss tale. For example, we see the knife who normally had to kill Miss, who run away her in the foreground at the bottom. Above them in the sky we see Miss, who is hunting them. Like in the tail, she has feathers and dangerous curved clothes. She can fly like in the story, and she kept his human's clothes. With all of these elements, we can say that this picture illustrates the Miss tale well.